Somebody who has produce, some of it is tummy, and some of it is tar. It is forbidden for him to take up tumah from the tummy produce to cover further tar produce. And we said in the previous Mishnah that you can't take up tumah from the tar produce to cover for the tummy produce. But that's only Gzeiras Rabbanan, that we're afraid that maybe you'll take up tumah when the produce is not near each other, since you'd be afraid that the tar produce would become tummy from the tummy produce. But in this case, that we're talking about taking out tumah from tummy produce to cover for tar produce, it's an additional reason why you cannot do that. Because you're causing a loss to the kohen. You're giving the kohen tumah that is tummy. Tumah that is tummy is forbidden to be eaten. So even Rabbi Eliezer, who argued in the previous Mishnah, would agree that you can't take out tumah from tummy produce to cover for tar produce, since you're causing a loss to the kohen. If you mistakenly take out tumah from tummy produce to cover for tar produce, b'di'evet, it would be a good tumah since you did it by mistake. And I'm forced to explain that even if you take out the tumah from the tummy produce by mistake, it would only be a valid tumah b'di'evet if the produce had become tummy after it had already reached the stage in which it was chayav in tumah and maishus. In such a case, since it was tar at one point, after it had already reached the stage, and which is chayav in tumah and maishus, if you take out tumah from the tummy to cover for the tar, b'di'evet, it would be a good tumah. But if the produce had become tummy prior to the stage that the produce was chayav in tumah and maishus, and you took out tumah from the tummy to cover for the tar, even b'di'evet, it would not be a good tumah, even though you took off the tumah from the tummy by mistake. Who made it? Lost the cloth. If you deliberately took out tumah from the tummy produce to cover for the tar produce, in such a case, it would not be a good tumah at all. You'd have to take out tumah again, and you'd have to take it this time from the tar produce. The same would be true regarding a levi who had maaser teva. Now, a levi is given maaser risha, and the maaser risha is considered teva, is forbidden to be eaten, until the levi takes off tumah's maaser. He would take off 10% from the maaser risha that is given to him. And that 10% is called Trumas Maaser. And he would give the Trumas Maaser to the kohen. And until the lady takes off the Trumas Maaser, the maaser risha is regarded as tevel. The lady has the maaser risha that was tevel. Then he was relying on that maaser risha to take off the Trumas Maaser from that maaser risha to cover for other maaser risha that he had. And this Maaser Rishon that he was relying on to take off the Trumas Maaser from that Maaser Rishon had actually become Tameh. So he was taking off Trumas Maaser from Maaser Rishon that was Tameh to cover for other Maaser Rishon that was taught. Shoygeg Maaser Asa Asoi Meze Lo Asa Klum. If the lady was Shoygeg, he didn't know that this Maaser Rishon had become Tameh. In such a case, the Trumas Maaser that he takes off from the Maaser Rishon Tevel that was Tameh would be b'di'evet, a good Trumas Maaser to cover for other Maaser Rishon that was taught. But if the lady deliberately took off Trumas Maaser from Maaser Rishon that had become tummy to cover for other Maaser Rishon that was tar, it would not be a good Trumas Maaser at all. Rabbi Hudaim, Imhaya Yodeabo Betchila, Afa Pisha Ushoigeg Lo Asoklo. Rabbi Huda said that in such a case, that the lady is taking off Trumas Maaser from Maaser Rishon that is tummy to cover for Maaser Rishon that is tar, and he knew at one point that the Maaser Rishon was tummy, but then he forgot. And since he forgot, he was taking off Trumas Maaser from the Maaser Rishon that was tummy. In such a case, it would not be a good Trumas Maaser even b'di'evet. And even though he forgot that it was tummy, but since at one point he knew it was tummy, this is considered a shogeg karov l'mezid. It's a shogeg, but it's close to being a mezid, as he allowed himself to forget. He should have been more careful. He should have remembered that that Maaser Rishon was tummy, so therefore, even b'di'evet, it would not be a good Trumas Maaser. Sacha Trumas Parabeis Mishnah Gimel Amatzel Kalim B'Shabbat. Somebody who immerses utensils on Shabbat, his utensils were tummy. And it's forbidden to immerse utensils on Shabbat. As the Rabbanan said, that it looks like mitakin. It looks like you're fixing the kli. If you're taking a kli that was tummy and making it tar. So this is also on Shabbat. Now, if somebody went ahead and immersed the kli on Shabbat, shogeg yishtamish b'hem. Mezid lo yishtamish b'hem. If he immersed the kli b'shogeg mistakenly, he did not know that it's also mid'arbanim to immerse the kli on Shabbat, he would be allowed to use that kli on Shabbat, even though he did an eser, since he did so b'shogeg, he can use the kli after he immersed it. But if he deliberately went ahead and immersed the kli on Shabbat, even though he knew that you're not allowed to immerse kelim on Shabbos. In such a case, Rabbanim penalize him, and he would not be allowed to use that kli on Shabbos. He would have to wait until Matzoy Shabbos to use the kli. Hamaser v'amavashel bish Shabbos. Somebody can take off ma'aser from his produce on Shabbos. Now, this is also min Rabbanim. Rabbanim said he can't take off ma'aser from produce because you're being mitakin the produce. And before you took off the ma'aser, you were not allowed to eat the produce. And after you take off the ma'aser, that allows you to eat the produce. So you're being mitakin, you're fixing up the produce, which is also min Rabbanim on Shabbos. Or somebody who cooks on Shabbos. Now, cooking, obviously, is also min ha-Torah, as cooking is one of the 39 milachot. Shoygeg yocham. If he took off the ma'aser or cooked on Shabbos, bishogeg. So in such a case, he would be allowed to eat the food that he took off the ma'aser from. Since he did a bishogeg and taking off ma'aser, it's only awesome. But the Rabbanan will allow him to eat the produce on Shabbos itself. Now, if he cooked on Shabbos, bishogeg. So you're allowed to eat the food that you cook, but you can't eat it on Shabbos. You have to wait until Matzoy Shabbos to eat the food. Since cooking is awesome. Min HaTorah, even though the Rabbanan will not penalize you and tell you that you can't eat the food at all, but you have to wait until after Shabbat to eat the food, since you did an Isra min ha-Torah. Mezid lo yoicham. But if somebody took off ma'aser or cooked on Shabbat, then mezid, he knew it was awesome, and he did it anyway. In such a case, he's not allowed to eat the produce. Now, with regards to ma'aser, he can't eat the produce until after Shabbat, but after Shabbat, he would be allowed to eat the produce. Now, with regards to cooking food on Shabbat, then mezid. He himself that did an Isra min ha-Torah to cook food on Shabbos is never allowed to eat that food that he cooked. But other people would be allowed to eat that food on Matzoy Shabbos. He can give that food to other people to eat it, but only after Shabbos, since he did an Isra min ha-Torah. Hanotea b'Shabbos. Somebody who plants on Shabbos. Now, this is also Isra min ha-Torah. Planting is also an Av Melacha, one of the 39 Melachas. Shoygeg Yikain. If he planted on Shabbos, Bishogeg, he did so mistakenly. So he can keep it there. And since he did the Isser, Bishogeg, the Rabbanan will not penalize him. Mezid, Yaakov. But if he deliberately planted on Shabbos, even though he knew it was Isser, in such a case, the Rabbanan penalize him, he has to uproot it and take it out of the ground. Ubishbias, Ben Shogeg, Ben Mezid, Yaakov. Somebody who plants on Shabbos. Now, it's Isser min ha-Torah to plant in the year of Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. So he did an Isser min ha-Torah, whether he did so b'shogeg or b'mezid, the Rabbanan penalized him, and he has to uproot that which he planted. Now, even though we said, with regards to Shabbos, somebody who plants b'shogeg, the Rabbanan would not penalize him. And yet, with regards to Shabbos, the Rabbanan would penalize somebody who planted b'shogeg. And Shabbos is more stringent than Shabbos. So why does the Rabbanan penalize somebody who plants b'shogeg on Shabbos? The reason is because people were generally not as medakte with regard to Shabbos as much as they were medactic with regard to Shabbos. So Rabbanan felt that they had to penalize more stringently with regard to Shabbos than they would with regard to Shabbos. So therefore, somebody who plants on Shabbos, even though he did so b'shogeg, Rabbanan said he has to uproot that which he planted.